Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds. Mind Games with psychologist Mara Steepers from the Salvos.
Welcome to another episode of Mind Games. This week we're looking and thinking about the idea of influence and who's influential in our lives and how we may be able to be more influential. And whenever we're talking about influence, we're talking also about the idea of leadership and leaders and those qualities that leaders and those influential people that we have in our life possess and how we might be able to grow some of those in ourselves. More and more, the research is suggesting that leadership is a quality which can be built and grown, and that people may possess some amount of leadership skills, but that everyone can continue to develop those for themselves. And also that leaders aren't the sort of people that we normally consider to be, that we have leaders all through our lives and in all different aspects of our communities. So first and foremost, I would encourage everyone to have a think about who the influential people in their lives have been. Who inspires them? And more importantly, what is it about that person that inspires me? What attributes do they possess that I respect, that I value, that I would like to incorporate into my life? The next step then is to consider how I can develop these in myself. And maybe, do I actually already possess them in some capacity? And if I do, how can I continue to build that? In what ways? I would also encourage everyone out there in listening land to think about the ways that they are already a leader, whether it be in their work, in their community, in their social setting, amongst their friends, because we all have influence in our lives. It might be over one person, it might be over 100 people. So we're all leaders in some way, and so I would encourage everyone to think about their influence and what that might mean for other people. And I want to leave you with a quote by Warren Bennis on a book called On Becoming a Leader. He says that leaders are made, not born, and are made more by themselves by any external means. No leader sets out to be a leader per se, but rather to express him or herself freely and fully. Becoming a leader is synonymous with becoming yourself. It is precisely that simple and also that difficult. First and foremost, find out what it is you're about and be that to the best of your ability, and people will see your influence and live in line with that. You are influential this week on Mind Games.